entertain a motion out of recess for public hearings.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Riley. Yes. I will, we're now back in regular session for public hearing. Mr. Moore.
Thank you, Mr. President. This time I'll read the rules of procedure for county council zoning hearings. When council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings. This is because council uses information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County in its zoning land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, source of income, sex, creed, marital status, age, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application shall be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the commission hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the commission hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the, after the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless council decides to leave a record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak and are present in the chambers, you are required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, and state your name and home address before you make a statement. If you participate telephonically, please state your name and address before you give your statement. When you speak, please turn off any electronics and make sure there is no background noise or discussions. If you represent or speak for a group organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. If testimony is repetitive, then you may be asked to move on to another point or topic. Remember, it is the quality testimony that is persuasive, not the quantity. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the commission has not issued its recommendation report at the time of the council hearing, council will defer the action on applications in those cases. In those cases only, council shall accept and consider written comments from the public on the commission's recommendations to council for a period of 5 calendar days following commission's issuance of its recommendations. This does not preclude the council from requesting additional information as otherwise permitted. Furthermore, once the record is closed, the council, on my advice, will not read or respond substantively to any mail, email, text, or engage in any conversations about the application. Their decision will be made only based on the record established at both the council and commission hearings. And Mr. President, the first matter today is conditional use Number 2547, Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an amendment of Condition C contained within Conditional Use Number 2414, which is Ordinance Number 3031, regarding the allowance of maintenance and repair on company and equipment and vehicles and the inclusion of fuel tanks to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, containing 4.72 acres more or less. The property is lying on the east side of Millsborough Highway, which is Route 30, approximately 0.89 miles south of Laurel Road, which is Route 24. The 911 address is 32605 Millsborough Highway, Lewis, and the tax parcel ID is District 233, Map 13, Parcel 1.04. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of Ordinance Number 3301 and a copy of condition, which is the conditional use dated July 16th, 2024. We have a copy of the applicant's conceptual conditional use site plan. We have a copy of the Dale Dot service level evaluation response letter, a copy of the staff analysis, and I would note that we have received zero comments. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of September 11th of this year. And at the meeting of September 11th of this year, the Commission recommended approval of the application for the reasons as outlined within the motion and subject to the recommended revised condition wording. And Mr. President, a copy of that motion, along with the draft minutes of that meeting, are included in your paperless packet. Thank you.
Any questions from Council? If not, is the applicant here today? You'll come forward, give us your name and address, and explain what you would like the council to do.
There's a button down the bottom there. On that bar. There you go. Oh, good now. Thank you.
So, good morning, afternoon. I'm Travis, donor of Justice Boys Properties. And we had filed a conditional use previously, but when they read it, or when they made it written final, it didn't allow for these adjustments, so we had to redo it. So I'm in here to hopefully get that finalized, that we can allow the businesses buying our property to refuel their, you know, work trucks and lawnmowers and do minor work on their lawnmowers on the property. So, and I've got, the county has three final site plans of the same one I have here, showing where they're at, the fuel tanks, the dumpster, so forth and so on.
And the work on these, the repair work, is that all be done inside of a building?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you've got a 300-gallon fuel tank or tanks?
Tanks, there's two.
Any questions, Council?
I don't have any questions. I've read the application pretty thoroughly.
Okay.
Then if you'd like to have a seat,
okay.
Is there anyone here today that'd like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition? Is there anyone in opposition? Seeing none, operator, can you check online to see if there's anyone that would like to opine on this matter?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you, operator. Mr. President, this time we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close public record.
We will close public hearing. It's okay with council to close the public record. Ask Mr. Morby the short title.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance granting conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an amendment of condition C contained within conditional use number 2414, ordinance number 3031, regarding the allowance of maintenance slash repair on company equipment slash vehicles and the inclusion of fuel tanks to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, containing 4.72 acres more or less for the one reason given by planning and zoning.
Pleasure, Council.
I move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley. Second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Riley.
I agree with planning and zoning, and I vote yes.
Schaefer.
Based on a recommendation of Planning and Zoning Commission and the testimony I heard today, I will vote yes.
Mrs. Green.
Based on the recommendation of Planning and Zoning, I'll vote yes.
Mr. Hudson.
I also agree with P&Z and I vote yes.
I also agree with P&Z's reasons. Vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir. Have a good day. Next.
Thank you. Next matter, Mr. President, is change of zone number 2030. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C3 heavy commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 3.08 acres more or less. The property is lying on the northeast side of Zoll Road, which is Sussex County Route 48, approximately 0.23 miles south of Sussex Pines Road, which is Sussex County Route 324. The 911 address is 22035 Zoll Road, Georgetown, and the tax parcel ID is District 135, Map 23, Parcel 24.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the staff analysis, we have a copy of the applicant's exhibits, we have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response letter, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, and we have received one written comment. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission and its meeting of September 11th of this year. And at the meeting of September 11th of this year, the Commission recommended approval of the application for the seven reasons as outlined within the motion. And, Mr. President, a copy of that motion is included in your paperless packets.
Any questions from Council? If not, Mr. Christianberry.
Good afternoon. Ken Christianberry with Axiom Engineering here in Georgetown. I will do my best to be brief since it looks like we are not in the middle of a contentious crowd today, which is wonderful news. The owner of this property is Steve Connolly. He's unable to be here due to a hospitalization. He owns the existing auto collision and repair center about a half mile north of the circle here on North Bedford Street, and he's kind of running out of room on the half acre parcel that he has there. This property it's close to Georgetown, but outside of town limits. The property was approved for conditional use 1598, 20 years ago, for an electrical contractor's business. That use has since, stopped being continued, but he'd like to use the same property for auto repair. Between the business operation and the only adjacent residence, which is to the north, there's a 6-foot privacy fence that's standing and in good repair, and he intends to maintain that fence in perpetuity. Across from Zoll Road, as you can see on the screen right now, there's 45 acres of CR1 commercial residential property that's already been zoned by council. So that's, certainly in character with what we want on the C3 for the piece that we're working on. In the staff analysis document, it indicates, quote, portions of the developing areas with good road access and few nearby homes should allow for businesses and industrial parks. Heavy commercial C3 district is currently listed as an applicable zoning district within the developing area future land use map category, which is what this property is a part of. The final conclusion of your staff analysis is based on the analysis of the land use, surrounding zoning and uses, a change of zone from an AR1 to C3 district could be considered as being consistent with the land use based on size and scale with area zoning and surrounding uses. We have one neighborhood comment, and it is a comment expressing no opposition to this application. With that, if you have any questions, please entertain them.
Any questions? If not, is there anyone here today that would like to comment on the, speak in favor of this application? Is there anyone like speak favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here in opposition? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none. Operator, can you check, see if there's anyone listening remotely that would like to comment?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you, operator. At this time, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing in this matter. If council desires, close public record.
Just one quick question. I mean, and I don't even know if you can answer this, but I'm just curious why they elected to apply for a change of zone as opposed to a conditional use.
President, directed to me. The property is across the street from CR1. If it had not had that zoning across the street, I think I may have advised them to explore more carefully the conditional use option. But given that we're in a developing area and your comp plan indicates that C3 is appropriate in the developing area and that we're right across the street from not a small but a rather large section of CR1 zoning, it just seemed to make sense.
Is that the prison that's directly across the road, or is that the church?
DMV is the big buildings there, and then as you head south from the CR1 down Zoll Road, yes, you're getting into the prison property.
That's the, in the red shaded is the prison.
Yeah, the prison is not red. The prison would be just off.
Okay.
There's
So is that the church property?
I think this is the stormwater pond at the prison, and the prison's here. Yeah, the church actually owns this piece, this is the one they're developing. I think they own, another one or two of these, and then, and Mr. Smith is the one who wrote comment that he's not, does not object to the application for C3.
That's the only question I have.
We're good. Okay, we're going to close public record. Close public hearing, I'm sorry, close public record with the council. Ask Mr. Morbey a short title, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C3 heavy commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 3.080 acres, more or less, for reasons 1 through 7.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Riley.
Well, I'd been a lot more comfortable if it was a conditional use application, but for the reasons given by planning and zoning, I'll vote yes.
Mr. Schaefer.
Based on a recommendation of Planning and Zoning Commission, I will vote yes.
Mrs. Green.
Based on the recommendation of Planning and Zoning, I'll vote yes.
Mr. Hudson.
I agree with Planning and Zoning, and I vote yes.
Based on P&Z's recommendation, I'll also vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Moore.
Yes, the next one is, and we'll hear these two together, which is ordinance number 23-08, change zone number 1976. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm going to introduce both at the same time. So the first one is Ordinance 2308, which is a future land use map amendment. Specifically, it's an amendment, an ordinance to amend the future land use map element of the comprehensive plan in relation to tax parcel and its District 135, Map 11, Parcel 82.00, for a parcel lying on the northeast side of Gravel Hill Road, which is Route 30, approximately 0.14 miles southeast of Lewis Georgetown Highway, which is Route 9. The 911 address of the land is 20093 Gravel Hill Road, Georgetown, and the tax parcel ID is District 135, Map 11, Parcel 82.00, submitted into the record for the future land use map amendment. We have a copy of the ordinance as it was introduced by County Council. We have a copy of the plus comments that have been received from the State Planning Office, and I would note that we received zero comments. The ordinance was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of September 11th of this year, and at the meeting of September 25th of this year, the Planning and Zoning Commission recommended adoption of the ordinance for the 6 reasons as outlined within the motion. And then application CZ1976, Mr. President, is the change of zone application for the same land. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to an LI1 limited industrial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 14.426 acres, more or less, for properties lying on the northeast side of Gravel Hill Road, which is Route 30, approximately 0.14 miles southeast of Lewis Georgetown Highway. The 911 address is 20093 Gravel Hill Road, Georgetown, and the tax parcel is district ID is also District 135, Map 11, Parcel 82.00. Submitted into the record for the change of zone application, Mr. President, we have a copy of the DELDOT service level evaluation response letter. We have a copy of the staff analysis. We have a copy of the applicant's survey of the property, and we have received one letter in opposition. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of September 11th of this year. And at the meeting of September 25th of this year, the Planning and Zoning Commission recommended approval of the application for the 7 reasons as outlined within the motion. And Mr. President, copies of both of those motions, along with the draft minutes of both of those meetings, are included in your paperless packet. Thank you.
Any questions from council? If not, Mr. Dukes. And Mr. Dukes, I know you'd made a request to go first today, but in light of the small audience, we thought that was not necessary today.
That's okay. I get paid by the hour, so it doesn't make any difference.
Spoken like a true attorney.
I'm here on behalf of Jack Legg, who is with us today. And this project and property has been part of the complex for over 100 years. In fact, the concrete plant there was used for World War II when they did the Fort Miles bunkers and everything like that. And some of the old timers worked there, Paul Hudson and Bill Whelan and Alfred Best. As boys, they used to dump the concrete, get paid 5 cents for the concrete bags when they clean them up and everything. So it's been around for a long time. And I guess when they did the comprehensive plan years ago, it just got left off. This property has been used in its current state for many decades. Right now it's been used by Shell Brothers as part of a staging yard too. If you go to Gravel Hill and you turn towards Millsboro on Route 5, about 200 yards in, 300 yards in, you'll see the property there. Jack? This is the owner right here, and this has gone on for a number of years, and the people at the Planning and Zoning Office hadn't really figured out what to do with it, and finally, after a while, they said, just make this application, so that's why we're here at their request. Have any questions of my client, Mr. Legg?
Any questions? That was the old Henry Graves concrete plant many years ago.
Right.
Yes.
We're good.
Okay. If you want to have a seat then.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Is there anyone in opposition? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none. Operator, is there anyone listening remotely that would like to opine on this matter?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you, operator. Mr. President, at this time, we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close public record.
We'll close public hearing. So, okay, with council, we'll close the public record. Ask Mr. Morbid a short title on the ordinance number 23-08 first.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the future land use map of the comprehensive plan in relation to tax parcel 135-11.00-82.00, property lying on the northeast side of Gravel Hill Road, Route 30. For the reasons given by Planning and Zoning, numbered 1-6.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Riley.
Yeah, to me, this one's pretty straightforward, and it's really just a matter of getting, you know, our map lined up with what actually exists. So, for the reasons given by Planning and Zoning, I agree with them, and I will vote yes.
Schaefer.
Based on a recommendation of Planning and Zoning Commission, I'll vote yes.
Ms. Green.
Based on the recommendation of Planning and Zoning, I'll vote yes.
Mr. Hudson.
I agree with Planning and Zoning, and I vote yes.
Based on P&Z's recommendation, I'll also vote yes. Motion carried. Mr. Moore, next.
The next matter is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a LI-1 being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 14.426 acres, more or less for the reasons given by Planning and Zoning, numbered 1-7.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Riley.
It's just a matter of getting things lined up with what actually exists on the ground, and I agree with the recommendation of Planning and Zoning and the reasons they gave, and I vote yes.
Mr. Schaefer.
I agree with the recommendation of Planning and Zoning Commission and vote yes.
Ms. Green.
Based on the recommendation of Planning and Zoning, I vote yes.
Mr. Hudson.
I agree with Planning and Zoning's recommendations. I vote yes.
I also agree with P&Z's recommendations. I'll also vote yes. Motion carried. Any motion to adjourn?
I moved.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second.
Second.
Mr. Riley, any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will yes. We're now adjourned. Thank everybody.
Yeah.